76. Give ear, O my servant, unto that which is being sent down unto thee from the throne of thy Lord, the inaccessible, the most great. There is none other God but him. He hath called into being his creatures, that they may know him who is the compassionate, the all-merciful. Unto the cities of all nations he hath sent his messengers, whom he hath commissioned to announce unto men tidings of the paradise of his good pleasure, and to draw them nigh unto the haven of abiding security, the seat of eternal holiness and transcendent glory. Some were guided by the light of God, gained admittance into the court of his presence, and quaffed from the hand of resignation the waters of everlasting life, and were accounted of them that have truly recognized and believed in him. Others rebelled against him and rejected the signs of God, the most powerful, the almighty, the all-wise. Ages rolled away until they attained their consummation in this, the Lord of Days, the day whereon the day star of the Bayan manifested itself above the horizon of mercy, the day in which the beauty of the All-Glorious shone forth in the exalted person of Ali Muhammad, the Bab. No sooner did he reveal himself than all the people rose up against him. By some he was denounced as one that hath uttered slanders against God, the Almighty, the Ancient of Days. Others regarded him as a man smitten with madness, an allegation which I myself have heard from the lips of one of the divines. Still others disputed his claim to be the mouthpiece of God and stigmatized him as one who had stolen and used as his the words of the Almighty, who had perverted their meaning and mingled them with his own. The eye of grandeur weepeth sore for the things which their mouths have uttered, while they continue to rejoice upon their seats. God, said he, is my witness, O people. I am come to you with a revelation from the Lord your God, the Lord of your fathers of old. Look not, O people, at the things ye possess. Look rather at the things God hath sent down unto you. This surely will be better for you than the whole of creation, could ye but perceive it. Repeat the gaze, O people, and consider the testimony of God and his proof, which are in your possession, and compare them unto the revelation sent down unto you in this day, that the truth, the infallible truth, may be indubitably manifested unto you. Follow not, O people, the steps of the evil one. Follow ye the faith of the All-Merciful, and be ye of them that truly believe. What would it profit man if he were to fail to recognize the revelation of God? Nothing whatever. To this mine own self, the Omnipotent, the Omniscient, the All-Wise, will testify. The more he exhorted them, the fiercer grew their enmity, till at the last they put him to death with shameful cruelty. The curse of God be upon the oppressors. A few believed in him. Few of our servants are the thankful. These he admonished in all his tablets, nay, in every passage of his wondrous writings, not to give themselves up in the day of the promised revelation to anything whatever, be it in the heaven or in the earth. O people, said he, I have revealed myself for his manifestation, and have caused my book, the Bayan, to descend upon you for no other purpose except to establish the truth of his cause. Fear ye God, and contend not with him, as the people of the Quran have contended with me. At whatever time ye hear of him, hasten ye towards him, and cleave ye to whatsoever he may reveal unto you. Naught else besides him can ever profit you, no, not though ye produce from first to last the testimonies of all those who were before you. And when, after the lapse of a few years, the heaven of divine decree was cleft asunder, and the beauty of the Bab appeared in the clouds of the names of God, arrayed in a new raiment, these same people maliciously rose up against him, whose light embraceth all created things. They broke his covenant, rejected his truth, contended with him, cavilled at his signs, treated his testimony as falsehood, and joined the company of the infidels. Eventually, they determined to take away his life. Such is the state of them who are in a far gone error. And when they realized their powerlessness to achieve their purpose, they arose to plot against him. Witness how every moment they devise a fresh device to harm him, that they may injure and dishonour the cause of God. Say, woe be to you! By God, your schemings cover you with shame. Your Lord, the God of mercy, can well dispense with all creatures. Nothing whatever can either increase or diminish the things he doth possess. If ye believe to your own behoof, will ye believe, and if ye believe not, ye yourselves will suffer. At no time can the hand of the infidel profane the hem of his robe. O my servant that believest in God, by the righteousness of the Almighty, were I to recount to thee the tale of the things that have befallen me, the souls and minds of men would be incapable of sustaining its weight. God himself beareth me witness. Watch over thyself, and follow not the footsteps of these people. Meditate diligently upon the cause of thy Lord. Strive to know him through his own self, and not through others. For no one else besides him can ever profit thee. To this all created things will testify, couldst thou but perceive it. Emerge from behind the veil, by the leave of thy Lord the All-Glorious, the Most Powerful, and seize before the eyes of those who are in the heavens and those who are on the earth the chalice of immortality, in the name of thy Lord the Inaccessible, the Most High, and quaff thy fill, and be not of them that tarry. I swear by God, the moment thou touchest the cup with thy lips, the concourse on high will acclaim thee, saying, drink with healthy relish, O man that hast truly believed in God. And the inhabitants of the cities of immortality will cry out, joy be to thee, O thou that hast drained the cup of his love. And the tongue of grandeur will hail thee. Great is the blessedness that awaiteth thee, O my servant, for thou hast attained unto that which none hath attained, except such as have detached themselves from all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth, and who are the emblems of true detachment.